There's no question left about the top pick at the National Football League's college player draft this year. The Cincinnati Bengals have first dibs, and the team has already signed the star quarterback from the University of Southern California. But that won't stop the NFL from making the draft into one big spectacle. The two-day draft begins tomorrow at noon, and joining me now to talk about it is sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Stefan, so how big a show has the NFL draft become?
Well, for football fans, it's better reality TV than Are You Hot? ESPN is going to show 17 hours of live coverage over the 2 days, all 262 picks. There's a clock on ESPN's website right now that is counting down the seconds, literally, to when the draft starts. Last year, it drew an audience of a total of 25 million viewers.
25 million?
25 million. And 3,000 fans are lining up in New York right now outside Madison Square Garden to get the free tickets to watch the event live. The place becomes pandemonium. Fans scream at each other when picks are made. Fans from rival teams even have to be separated.
The apparent popularity of the draft has led to the inevitable. The NFL and its teams are using the draft as one more marketing opportunity, as if they needed another one, another way to generate revenue.
Yeah, and according to one tally, 28 of the 32 teams are holding parties or some sort of event this weekend around the draft. The NFL is doing the same thing. They've branded this event. The main sponsors of the league have hospitality tents at the event at Madison Square Garden in New York. They'll hand out gift bags to fans. They sell sponsorship on TV and online. My favorite, one of the sponsors, Motorola, is giving cell phones with the team nameplates on them to the top picks in the draft, so that they can call mom after their name is announced. This will generate in the low millions in revenue for the NFL, which isn't a lot of money when you consider that the NFL took in about $5 billion in revenue last year.
But the exposure, I mean, it sounds like it's enormous.
Oh, it is. It's a great way for NFL teams to generate fan interest during the offseason, a way to get fans ready to watch games and to buy more product in the next year, and most important, a way to deepen fan loyalty. And this is where the NFL is unmatched compared to the other leagues. Other sports also have drafts. The NBA has also tried to turn it into a big event. This year, for the first time, the NBA is not only going to televise its draft, but they're moving into prime time, the draft lottery, which is this event where the worst teams in the league figure out who gets the first pick. Leagues really need to do this to retain their fans in what's a very, very competitive marketplace.
Now, all drafts are not created equal. You don't hear much about baseball or hockey or women's basketball drafts.
No, baseball is trying to do something similar to the other sports, but there's a big difference in those two drafts, baseball and hockey. Those players aren't likely going straight to the big leagues the way they are in football and basketball. So there's a disadvantage because there isn't much name recognition for the players that are getting picked. The WNBA, the Women's National Basketball Association, had its draft today. Few people knew, partly because the NBA was locked in this labor dispute with the women's league. That was resolved this morning, and they held the draft this afternoon.
So the Bengals have already played their hand. What else can we expect from the draft?
Well, the Bengals have signed already the quarterback Carson Palmer from Southern Cal to a 7-year contract that'll be worth up to $50 million. There are going to be a lot of quarterbacks taken very early. Whether they pan out or not, we'll have to see. My colleague Alan St. John at the Journal reports that of the 42 quarterbacks taken in the first round of the draft since 1980, only two have led the team that picked them to a Super Bowl title.
All right. Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers the business of sports for The Wall Street Journal.